Hey everyone, welcome to this demo of Chaos Runner. This is a very strange game where you're running through a city and there's a whole bunch of things happening and you're constantly moving and I don't believe you can stop. So yeah, this is pretty crazy. This is one of those endless runner type of games, I guess. And I'm joined by the lead person in charge of this, who he wants to be called Andy, so that's what we'll call him.
Hey, everyone.
Yep. This game is available for Windows. And
there is a Mac version, but it's still not released.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah, that would be kind of cool to play this on Mac. All right, so I'm going to...
Chris's servers, Audacity, Chaos Runner, File Explorer.
Okay, we're going to go in here.
Libcr.exe.
And I'm going to try playing this, and I guess what I've been told is you want to play this as well.
I can do that, yeah.
Okay. So I will include that at the end of the recording, and I'll try not to talk or anything.
I can just disable my master volume so that nothing will loop and I can just play.
Yeah. Alright, so I'm going to run the game and we'll go through the usual procedures before I play and then we'll play. So let's go ahead and...
Press enter to skip the intro.
IPQ, Product Azure presents... Hey.
Yeah, here we are on the menu. I actually may need to turn this down a little bit because this is quite loud.
It is by default very loud, yeah.
Yeah, let me
run dialogue.
Let me do that real quick.
Volumes, mute dialogue, Chaos Runner, toolbar, mute dialogue, NVIDIA application.
You could do that from the game itself, Chaos Runner, slider
5. Oh, really? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Chaos Runner.
Page down would turn.
It turns down the music.
And when you're playing,
start game.
You can press home and end to adjust the game volume. Actually,
okay. So I don't need to use the Windows.
No
sound mixer.
We were told of this, like people getting annoyed because the game was really loud. So I kind of told the main programmer to just include this.
Okay. Yeah, so I turned down the music. Let me actually turn down a bit more. So we have a standard menu here. Up and down goes through. Enter will choose things.
Learn game sounds. View the online scoreboard. Exit.
Just a little note. The scoreboard's actually dead for now.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Learn game sounds.
Let's go through the sounds here. There are quite a lot of them, but
press enter to play or stop a sound. Press escape to go back.
All right, so I think I have to down arrow first, right? Or let's see.
You can do either.
Motorcycle, random spell, negative effect, motorcycle.
Yeah, so we'll start with this. And the sound, to my knowledge, will continue to play until
press
I hit.
Enter to play or stop.
Yeah, and you get that message.
And it loops the menu, which is a problem that was a bit forgotten. We didn't fix it.
Oh, yeah.
It keeps looping the menu. It doesn't stop where you left off, basically.
Oh, that's really annoying.
That is disturbing. I know.
Ice cream truck. Press enter.
Right. That's, I guess I'm not going to go through them all, then, because if it keeps doing this...
Yeah, because it's going to take ages.
Yeah, but let's do... three more, just to give you an idea.
Ice cream truck, a kid.
It's a random kid, I guess.
Press enter. Motor ice, a kid, a building. Press.
Alright, let's do one more.
A kid, a building, a car. Press enter.
Right.
Very distorted.
Yeah, I can tell.
Main menu.
Alright, so I guess I'll try playing this. I'm probably not going to do that great.
Also, you can probably mention the controls before you
get Oh, yeah. Let's let's do that. So left and right arrow keys will change the direction that you're moving. What is it? The space bar is jump.
Space bar to jump, yeah. F to catch whatever is around or to interact with things that you would interact with. H exhales health.
Yep.
Control, left control uses the sling. M checks glens. Home end, page up, page down. We already talked about these. And is there anything else?
I think you can't P to pause the game.
Yes, you can.
P to pause it, and then I think escape to unpause.
Yeah.
And glens, from what I read in the documentation, are the currency that you use in this game.
Yes.
So I think that covers the basics.
Start game.
Now I guarantee you I'm not going to do well. But let's hit start.
Oh, now you're on the train.
Running here, and oh crap! Hold on.
You missed it. Oh, okay. So this was a train. The thing that was clicking on your right was a...
You ended up with 5 points, and you survived for 5 seconds.
Switch.
Yeah, I think I was
That's
supposed
a very
to
good
hit...
start.
I think right, I was supposed so to hit F.
You were supposed to hit F on it so that the next wagon appears.
Okay.
This is a train, basically.
Yeah, there are a bunch of different environments... In this
Eight
game.
Places, mainly.
And it looks like you can transition between them at will.
No. Not really.
Well, I guess...
I mean, you could just press escape and start again until it gives you whatever environment you want. But we'll eventually disable that, I think.
Yeah, so I guess it's not really at will, but you have to walk through them, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, let me try this again, and maybe I can do a bit better.
Start game.
You're in Andy's house now.
Oh, crap. I was trying to get that C, but...
There's a reader Andy at your right.
I think that slowed me down.
Oh, there's a door. You have to be careful. Okay, explain to you what that was.
I think I just died. If I hit enter,
you ended up with 27 points and you survived for 27.
So you hit F on a brailer, and it started the timer. So
whoops.
What it does when you hit F on the brailer, you have to type the number combination for the next letter you need. So in Andy's house, you have to spell either Andy or Chaos.
Okay.
And if you press F on a brailer and you need an A, you would have to do 1 and then enter.
Oh, I see. Then,
or you can just collect the letters on the ground.
Which was
so
what
if you
I was trying to do, but...
Yeah, so if you don't do this in the right order, it will just launch you up in the air. And then you'll crack through the ceiling.
Whoops. All right. I'm going to try this a couple more times, but I could keep doing this for...
Would you like to post your
You're
score?
You're not really doing
yes,
well
no.
with it.
I'm not.
Start game.
See, oh, you're on the train again. Good. Now you have to jump on that train. Yes. You keep doing this until you're out of the...
Shit.
Train.
Or not. This game takes practice.
It does.
You ended up with 11 points and you survived for 11 seconds. Main menu.
Well, not bad.
It takes a lot of practice and it requires your...
Not easy.
Well, yeah, and it requires your absolute and undivided attention. It's
yes.
Start game.
You're end up gonna end up now.
I'll try this one more time and then I will let you play this because you're probably a lot better at it than I am. Oh, the train again?
Oh, you're on the garage. Oh. So, you can pause for a second.
Game paused. Press escape to resume.
So, there are two types of trains now. There are closed trains, which beep as they're whistling. So, there's like a... There's one on your right, so it's like beep, 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 beep. So, if you run into that, you're dead. You're going to have to look for an open train, which is just a train whistle without a beep. And if you run into the railway edge due to not finding a train, you're dead by just luck being unfair. Now, if you have glens and you end up here, you could pay 5 glens to a closed train and it would let you in. But now you have no glens, obviously.
Oh, no.
So good luck finding a train.
Oh, which I can't check the status if it's paused. It doesn't look
you can't.
That would actually be a nice capability to have.
We could include it, yeah.
All right, so let's see here.
Resumed.
There's one.
Wait,
there
so
were
how
two
do you...
open trains. So the trains that just do the train whistle noise are trains you can get into. The trains that do
okay.
the train whistle noise with a, like 4 beeps, like dee 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 dee.
Okay.
These are closed. You can you have to pay or avoid them.
Okay, and how do I get in them? Because I tried jumping.
You just
but...
You just center the train and it will automatically let you.
So with the left and right keys.
Yeah,
let me see.
You just have to center it.
Oh, I see. Now here's a switch.
Oh, it's too late.
Oh, crap.
You ended up with 33 points and you survived for 33 seconds.
Oh,
better
God.
Luck next time. Would you like to post your... Yeah, no.
Yeah, so... I could keep doing this, but... I clearly need more practice.
Yeah.
Exit.
So I'm gonna...
Chaos Runner. File a...
I'm gonna exit...
Chris's audacity.
I'll. I guess I'll let you play it now.
Sure. One second.
So I think he's going to mute me, so he won't be able to hear me. But
yeah, you can still make comments, though. They will.
Yeah, it should still come through the recording.
Okay.
All right.
I hope this is not too quiet. I can't hear you already, but
it's fine.
Documents window. Items selected. I see art. Press enter this. Make chaos. Chaos run start game.
Okay, so we're at the train garage now. I think this is gonna be bad. Oh. There's a closed one.
Ah! 0 glens.
Oh. There we go. Oh! Oh! Bilad. Let's do this again. Okay, this is easier. This is the restaurant. So, pause this. So, there are flying plates that you're supposed to catch, and tables that you're supposed to avoid, and you just have to exit. And every plate you eat gives you a bunch of health.
Resume.
Basically. Stop.
70 health. Riot is locked.
I can't. Oh. I'm at the main city street now.
0 glens.
That was a rock. Which is used for the sling. Okay. We're at the restaurant again. Let's see if I can... Ah!
Eight left.
Whoa, that was close. Let's see if I can make it out of this train. Okay. Now, this weird thing that you're hearing is a portal, which will teleport you to Andy's house. It appears randomly as you play. I'm gonna probably suck at this, but let's see. This thing throws braille slates at you. This is Craftsman Andy. Oh, there's a blade. There's a door. There we go. Whoa. A blade. There we go. I missed it because of the blade. That was the floor cracking, that rock noise. Also, when you're on a door platform, blades can't harm you. Let's see. Whoa! I don't know how I got through that. If I can... There we go, that's A. There's a bunch of glens and rocks and stuff. There we go. I'm gonna stop after this round because this is already taking a bit. Long. Whoa. In. See if I can make it out. Okay. I really need to slow down. Somehow. Whoa. Good lord.
Whoa.
Okay, we're at a better speed now. Oh. Come on. Also, there are things that can make you shrink and things that can confuse you in this environment. Like, books can make you shrink. And falling into a pit is instant death. I just need to find the D and the Y. And I'll be out of this place. And then I'll probably end this.
Ah, I died.
Oops.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
How long I survived.
Main memo, would you end it up, would you like, you ended up with 720 points and you survived for 5 minutes 20 seconds. Better
okay,
luck next time. Exit. Chris's server.
All right,
5 minutes and 20 seconds, that's not bad.
Input
there we go. Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Yep, I can hear you again now.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to play the game. So yeah, clearly, yeah. I need lots of practice. But that should give you an idea. There's a whole bunch of stuff happening, and
there
you have to.
A lot of other places, but if I were to like go through the whole thing, it would probably make this recording unbearably long.
Yeah. So. I do recommend that you read the included README file that will explain things.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that can happen to you, and you never know when that'll happen. So,
yeah.
Hopefully, this has given you a decent idea of what to expect. Wait, let me make sure I'm still recording. Oh crap! Wait, hold on.
Start Audacity. Recording.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Yeah. So, hopefully, you found this useful. If you have any questions, comments, of course, you can leave them in the comments.
You can. Yeah, and you can also. I will probably comment the official email that people would use to contact us. We also have a Telegram channel that we could also probably throw that there as well.
Yeah, we can. But yeah, so that's going to do it for this one. I hope you have enjoyed, and you guys take care. Yep. Bye.
Peace out, everyone.
Yep. Bye.